All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Sean, thank you for waiting patiently.
Yes, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober driving at work.
All right, Sean. Okay, Sean, our men's room
poll. He's a getaway driver, yes, by the way, for bank robbers, just so people know.
Yes. You're going to eat one every day for a year. Are you taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Anchovies.
I'm right there with you.
Do you actually like anchovies?
Well, no, but I'd have them in a Caesar salad like you guys were talking about.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your question. General William Howe commanded the British Army in what war?
The Revolutionary War?
One and done.
Wow.
One and done. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a true or false question. True or false? The word for a group of pugs is a snort. For a group of pugs.
Let's go with true.
No, believe it or not, the name for a group of pugs is a grumble.
A grumble.
A grumble.
They look grumbly.
That's exactly. You have, like, if it's a group of giraffes, it's a tower of giraffes.
Yeah.
It's a murder of crows, an unkindness of ravens, a grumble of pugs. It just works.
Isn't it also a, what's owls? It's like a.
They have a pretty good one.
It's a hoot.
A hoot.
Like a constitution or a congress or a.
It might be congress.
What's the European word for a.
It's something that sounds important.
A parliament?
A parliament. Parliament, yes.
Oh, delicious cigarette.
Yes, well, they all smoke.
Yes.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Adam, it says here you donated $300 to Kicks for Kids.
Correct, sir.
Awesome.
Well done,
Adam.
Man.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober after Eastwood.
No one is, Adam. No one ever is. Okay, Adam, you're going to eat one every day for a year. Are you taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
I'll take anchovies every day and put them on my pizza.
All right. Very good.
Do you cook them on the pizza?
No.
Or do you put them on the top after?
I put them on before I cook them.
Oh, man.
You're a man. Never would do that.
Hey, can I get a favor from you guys?
Sure.
Since I donated that money, can you guys play Run to the Hills?
Yes, we can.
Damn right.
You're absolutely right. We can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Castle, I'm sorry. I'm going to make this decision. I'm doing it.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
That's a good song to play.
If he gets mad, he doesn't like kids. I mean, that's on Castle.
That's right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
How's he supposed to run if he doesn't have shoes, Castle?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And why does everyone run to my house when this song is played? All right. Here's your question. What car company?
Damn it. So I never thought about that.
It's a dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
My mother used to, when I was a kid, it used to drive me crazy because I hated the movie, I hate the song, but every once in a while she would break into The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. And I mean, I know, it was her little thing. She thought it was so funny. Me and my brother both like, you want to stab her with a fork or should I? Like, this has got to end. All right. Your question, what car company was named for the founder of Detroit?
Ford?
Dodge.
Nope, I did not know that.
Hold on. Wait a second.
So the car company was named after the founder of
DeLorean.
The city of Detroit. No.
Well, it makes sense. Tight. DeLorean.
Oh, General Motor.
Yes, it was General Motor. I'm kidding. No. Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Yeah. Kid.
And if you're like me, you learned that a guy with the last name Cadillac founded the city of Detroit.
That's why it looks so nice over there.
Yes.
Standard of American luxury.
Damn right.
Not the city, the car. All right. Your question, B.B. King named his guitar, and Negan from The Walking Dead named his bat what?
Oh, damn it.
Before I go, I will see you guys on the 6th.
Nice, man.
Oh, very good.
3 days after my neck surgery, I'll be in the neck brace. Look for me.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
All right, Adam.
It is Lucille.
It is.
All right, before we let you go, would you have gotten that without Negan?
Negan.
I would have gotten that from B.B. King.
All right, excellent.
You could also
man.
Send a delicious beer from Georgetown.
That is a solid beer.
Yes, it is.
The guy that played Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I think he's actually from here. I think he's from Tacoma. He's a massive Seahawks fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wild pick. He's in so many different things. He's even in The Boys, but he's, big Seattle guy.
Huh, I would not have known that. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings. Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is from Kirkland, by the way.
Kirkland.
Oh, there we go. Right. I knew he was from up here.
Oh, he can get Coke. All right, Jason.
And bedazzled jeans.
Yeah, men's room poll. Eat one every day for a year. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu? At least he knows a guy.
Yeah. I like my anchovies, but I couldn't do it every day, man. I got to go with tofu.
Tofu.
All right. Okay. All right, Jason, here's your question. Who is the main character of the Hunger Games books and movies?
I never watched it, read it. Bob.
Bob, so close. So
Katniss
close.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yes, Katniss Everdeen.
What a weird-ass name.
Katniss?
Katniss.
Well, I mean, they're in a weird-ass time, all things. I like that that's what you gleaned out of this.
Well, nobody had a regular name, I guess.
I couldn't name another character.
I forget the other kid's name.
That ugly little kid that liked her.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what it is about that actor's face. I just don't like him. He seems like a nice guy.
He's got a very blockish head.
There's something about him where I'm like, I don't like that dude.
Hutchinson.
He's done nothing. Yeah, somebody Hutchinson.
It starts with a P.
He's done nothing wrong. I just see him. His face, and I'm like, I want to punch that. Much like your friends, Ted, want to beat up Fred Savage's brother.
Acquaintances,
yes. All right, your question. What is the Hebrew word for peace? Used both as a greeting and a farewell. Hint, it's not aloha.
No, I'm pretty sure. Is that l'chaim?
Shalom.
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 Okay.
That wasn't a bad guess, though.
Miles, what's Shabbat?
I feel like you hear Shabbat. That's the Friday night where you, when the sun goes down, you turn off all your electricity after you eat. You don't use electricity until the next day. The kids go to bed and the parents have sex.
But is it, I thought there was a saying with Shalom, like Shalom Shabbat.
But I think,
so there's not Shabbat,
I think you say it like per the day. Right. So you'd always say Shalom, it's like saying hello. So when you say Shalom, then you say Shabbat. So it's like hello or goodbye Friday, depending what side of it you're on.
I celebrate it every Friday. Lights out, let's...
My kids go through this every Hanukkah. The wife's lighting all the candles. Now, it's amazing because I actually remember what the prayer is. I have no idea what it is.
All right.
But the first year they did it,
right,
if you don't know Hebrew, dude, it does not flow naturally.
Arukatah.
Yeah. So the kids are saying it, and I can see my wife like, are they trying to be funny? I'm like, baby, no. They don't know it. Now they're very smooth. All right, your question. Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
Australia?
You got it. Oh, it's Africa.
Africa. The emu is Australian.
That's right.
That's why emus call you mate. If you ever see one. Hey, Mike. You go, right, Australia.
Like a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. All right, your question. Facebook was originally limited to students at what university?
Harvard.
Okay. Nice job.
Didn't they do that to rape girls or something like that?
They did. It was basically going to be a directory of women.
Which cracks me up because it's what's-his-face, Zucker. My brother, you are not in position
to have
an opinion
of
what a chick looks like. Because you are about the ugliest, plainest-looking pile of dough.
I think it was the Van Twinkle Brothers.
Ever been pooped into a T-shirt. Just saying.
Okay.